Japan's largest brokers prepare to sell crypto investment funds. Japan's largest brokerage firms are preparing to distribute crypto investment funds to retail investors, according to a Cointelegraph report posted on May 17, 2026. The move would put Bitcoin and Ethereum exposure on the same shelves as mutual funds and stock products for millions of Japanese savers, marking one of the most consequential distribution shifts in a market that has historically kept retail crypto access confined to specialized exchanges. Bitcoin traded at $78,064 as of May 17, 2026, down 0.3% on the day and 3.3% over the past week, while Ether sat at $2,083 with a 0.9% daily decline, according to live market data at the time of writing. The Fear and Greed Index registered 42 in neutral territory. Japanese retail crypto access news has historically lifted local market activity even when the broader tape is flat. The brokerage channel shift, Japan already has an established licensed exchange industry anchored by names like BitFlyer, CoinCheck, and SBI VC Trade. What it has not had is mainstream brokerage distribution. The country's biggest retail investment houses, including Nomura, Daiwa, and SMBC Nikko, account for the majority of Japanese household securities holdings. Putting crypto funds on those rails changes who can buy and how easily they can buy it. For most Japanese retail investors, opening a crypto exchange account requires a separate KYC process, a separate funding flow, and a separate tax classification. Crypto gains are currently taxed as miscellaneous income at progressive rates up to 55%, while securities gains face a flat 20%. The classification of these new funds will determine whether they inherit the favorable securities treatment or remain stuck under the punitive crypto bracket. The Cointelegraph post did not specify the tax structure. A structural change, not a one-off product. This is not the first time Japan has flirted with broader crypto product distribution. The Financial Services Agency has spent the past 2 years revising the framework that governs crypto asset funds and ETFs, and Japan-listed crypto-related equities like Metaplanet have already drawn significant retail flows. Metaplanet's most recent quarterly filing, covering Q1 FY2026, showed revenue up 251% year-over-year, driven largely by its Bitcoin treasury strategy. The brokerage rollout is the next layer up. Once Nomura and its peers can offer crypto investment funds alongside their existing mutual fund lineup, the marginal Japanese saver no longer needs to learn what a hot wallet is or where to find a licensed exchange. They can call their existing relationship banker, fill out the same paperwork they already use for equity funds, and gain regulated exposure to digital assets. Comparison with US and Korea. The US arrived at a similar distribution moment through spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs, which routed crypto exposure through every major brokerage platform from Schwab to Fidelity in early 2024. South Korea, by contrast, has restricted institutional and corporate crypto activity for years, only beginning to loosen its stance in 2026 as banks like Hana Bank move to take direct equity in licensed exchange operators. Japan's path appears closer to the U.S. route than the Korean one, since it leverages existing fund wrappers and existing brokerage relationships rather than building new infrastructure. The key open question is whether the funds will hold spot crypto directly, hold futures, or hold equities of crypto-adjacent companies. Spot exposure carries the highest direct correlation with BTC and ETH price action, but also the strictest custody and audit requirements, implications for spending and on-chain products. A retail crypto fund channel does not by itself increase crypto card adoption in Japan. Funds held inside a brokerage account are not spendable. But every distribution layer that normalizes crypto as a household asset class raises the addressable audience for spendable products downstream. Japanese users who own a crypto fund through Nomura today are more likely to consider a spending product against actual coin holdings tomorrow. Several global crypto card vendors have struggled to gain meaningful Japanese coverage due to regulatory complexity. The closest active product remains exchange-issued prepaid cards offered through BitFlyer and SBI VC Trade, both subject to strict pre-authorization and FX limits.